Name, it's not a game. It's DJ Truth and DJ Razorblade, the world famous tag team champs.
Official
coast-to-coast DJs. And that's the truth.
Been doing this drop thing for a long time. That was 2010 I did that fucking drop. And it's still so hot today. A lot of DJs trying to catch up.
Number one,
you ain't gonna catch up to me. Too many drops in the archive.
PC Radio Live, RadioLive.com.
All right, Facebook stream just went live again.
Yeah, Philly Coalition Radio on Facebook. And make sure you share it. Philly Coalition Radio.
That's the truth. All right. Sorry, guys. I'm doing a lot. Doing a lot. Too many live streams.
I know, but too many. You know, it's always like, eight or more pieces of technology.
Yep.
TMT, too much technology.
TMT.
That's what we be having here, too much technology.
I don't know why my fucking...
It ended?
It keeps... Like, every time I switch between screens, I don't know, maybe that's a part of this. A glitch in the iPhone 10 in that live stream.
Well, you got to figure it out.
I'll figure it out. I am the king of technology. I am the one you want to see when your phone starts fucking up. Yeah. You know? People actually spend more time with their phones in their hand than they actually touch their spouse.
I can believe it.
Yep. And it starts first thing in the morning. First thing you do when you wake up.
Grab your phone.
Grab your phone. Fuck her. Grab your phone. See what you missed overnight.
And then what if you look at your screen and you ain't missed nothing?
You ain't missed nothing.
So now you done got, you done did all of that. Now you,
now
your
she
folks
don't,
mad.
Yeah, now she don't want to fuck you.
Yeah, now you just out the door.
Because you know the best time to fuck is in the morning.
In the morning time?
Between 5 and 7.
Okay.
5 and 7 in the morning. Unexpected.
You should be praying.
Soon as you, soon as you start to hear her snore, she hit that third ROM sleep, you know, where the eyes are in the back of the head. She is not waking up.
Okay.
And you slide it in. Oh, my God. You slide it in. She's still asleep. All right? This is not no Me Too movement stuff either. This is real life. Okay? I don't want people to think, oh, Truth is promoting the Me Too movement. He should just do this. You know I'm not fucking lying. This is when you get pregnant the most.
It is. Between 5 and 7.
Between 5 and 7 in the morning. You take that baby to work with you. Those kids are still swimming. No, the best time is to hit it off right before she leaves. She don't have time to get in the shower. So your kids are swimming in her uterus all day long until she can get to the bathroom for her first break at 11:10.
See, this is why. This right here is why he's very disrespectful.
That's real life. I didn't make it up. I'm not the first person to ever do that. Purposely. Purposely catch her right at the door as soon as she says, all right, honey, the kids' food's out and in the microwave and I'm running late, and she hear them steps walking through the door, you stop her, grab her by her waistline, don't let her open the screen door, all right? And if she does, just hold the screen, just make her stop.
You're getting a bunch of agrees.
Agree.
It's fine,
right? And you pull her skirt up a little bit and just hit it off. You see the neighbors sitting on the porch drinking their coffee. What is going on over at Sheila's house? Why does she keep?
How did you make Sheila name? You just.
Why does she keep opening and closing the screen door like that? Cause I'm back there hitting that thing off, trying to send her on her way.
Happy.
Happy, you know, so she can have a good day at work. You know, I don't work, so I need to make sure she has a good day at work. And if you don't work and you see your spouse leave the house every day, that's only right that you do that. All right, cause you're going to be in the house all day. Like you're on detention. You can't even leave the house because every time she calls you, you better be somewhere she can track you. All right?
That's like, Lillian, you cannot come outside.
Lillian
cannot use the phone.
Right. Right.
Okay. So it is what it is.
Yeah, because you better get a job, fellas, because you don't want to be the guy, the boyfriend that's on punishment all the time. That's not a fun relationship. All right? You're at home babysitting kids that ain't yours.
Damn.
You know, you, what else you going to do? She didn't even think about calling the babysitter. You're home.
Because you're home.
Right.
So, oh, well.
No outs for
sucks
you.
Sucks to be you.
And if you do go out, you better take little Tyrone with you. Better take his punk ass with you. Can't leave him in the house.
Well, you're going to jail, both of y'all.
Right. Right. So, get it
she
together.
She going to tell on you.
Get your life together.
He was home. And he done left that damn baby in the house by himself.
Don't be the at-home boyfriend. All right? Don't. And salute to the at-home mothers. Who stick it out. Because I know, I just imagine what women do when they're at home all day by themselves with the kids and the husband's at work, they're probably having orgies and stuff. I watch a lot of porn. That's how it always happens.
Yeah, that's how, you must be watching
a lot of porn. It always happens. Soon as he pulls out the driveway.
So where the kids at?
I don't know where they're at.
Oh, my goodness. He's going to put the damn kids in the basement. Y'all going to jail.
But this is the mom going to jail.
So do you think that it's more acceptable for a mom to be home than a dad? Or, you know, like, just say a woman has a better job and the man stays home.
Even if he stays home, he better work at night or have the second shift. It's too late in the years for anybody to be staying home. If you want to win properly, you can't do it one-sided, okay? You're sitting at home. How are you generating revenue? Because if we make enough money, we can pay somebody to come in the house and clean the fuck up, okay? We can pay somebody to watch
these little... So why is it like a double standard? Because you would be fine with the female staying home. You understand? Like, I mean, maybe they do it like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe, do you think of a six-month? Like, what if a mom stay home for 6 months?
How does that work in corporate America?
Unless you run your own business. Exactly. I mean, it can be something that they do on their own job or they just came across this is what we want to do. Okay. You stay home for 6 months, I stay home for 6 months. You understand? Do you have a problem
with
that?
And if you do stay home, do something productive. Maybe, add to the business. We got to if you stay at home, you should have an office at home with a computer, internet, not just sitting at home watching stories and Price is Right. I think that still comes on. I have no idea because I'm never home at 11, 12 o'clock during the week for anything.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Okay, say for instance now. You get to stay home for a minute. Just say you meet somebody and, she's, helping out or doing whatever, and you get to stay home. I know that you probably wouldn't like staying home because you're so used to doing so much.
Right.
However, to stay home, would you feel some type of way?
Yeah, I would. I would feel bad as a man if I stayed home.
Oh, okay.
As a woman staying home, if that's the part of the deal you signed on to, that's great, But still, I want you, wifey, to be productive, and I want you to make 8 hours productive at home, like you were at work, for the team, not just watching the kids. That's both of our jobs. That can't be the job. Okay.
Well, Dante said, "I'll stay home if she's making enough for us. That'd be cool, but I'll get something small just to have something to do."
You have to contribute to the relationship financially, mentally, physically. I think if you don't have that investment, because you start to build animosity, like, damn, bitch, I pay all the fucking bills, okay? I do everything. What do you give me? I don't even really ask you for anything. I'm just here.
So Raynard said, Lucci said, I would feel bad if I wasn't making no money.
Thank you.
But I mean, it's as a man. I mean, I get it, but I'm just saying things happen now. And so many women, like us women, we are in the work field. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, to work... to work 8 hours as a woman and then leave that 8 hours and go somewhere for another 4 hours or something, and just always doing something as a woman. I think that sometimes, especially if you have babies at home, little kids at home, that they need a break. And then, but some women, we don't want to sit down as women.
You don't. You don't want to sit down. You become more of a, this isn't the 50s, 60s, when it was okay. To sit down. Now women want to be a part. They want to make more money than men or equal.
I don't think that they want to make more money. I just think that they do the same job. And we see a lot of men, especially in the corporate world, do less than what we're doing.
Right.
But they get paid more because they are a man.
Right.
So it's not that. I don't think that a lot of us are trying to be equal. We just trying to get what's right.
Get your fair share.
You know what I mean? And I don't think that it's nothing wrong with that, because the same way that a lawyer goes to school, whether it's a male or a female, why should he get paid more? And we both have the same
credentials.
I may have to pay or I have to pay more money in student loans because I may have did something else that you didn't do in school. So that's what I'm just trying to say, like on that type of level. But as far as staying home, I don't think that I could stay home, for too long from working for so long.
Right.
You
get so bored.
Exactly.
You'll
get
bored.
Get
bored sitting out. That's why, I don't ever plan to retire. Because when you retire, unless you have, white people have this. A lot of Negroes don't. They got $10 million saved up, okay, in the bank, 401ks, whatever the situation is, and then they retire and they get a RV and they cross the country and they do exciting things. But then there are a lot of folks who haven't prepared for the future. And I want to do something on the financial, your financial status. I want to talk with some financial planners. I used to sell Primerica financial services. And that was maybe, I started working at the Y when I was in maybe 88, you know, late 80s. I got in touch with this guy who set me up with these accounts with Primerica. And then I became like I actually promoted the product like a Herbalife type of deal. But at the same time, this guy set me up for success. Okay, he told me, listen, this is what you need to save, and this is where you should save it and put it. And that money is still sitting there 25 years later.
Just gaining interest.
Oh my goodness.
But another thing is, you know, it's sometimes that a man, he won't work as hard. But again, us as women, we have to work 2 and 3 jobs to make, you know what I mean, ends meet.
Somebody wants to come into the video. I don't know. I never did this, but we're going to see if we can invite them into the conversation. This is like the first time. I figure since we're going to be doing all this technology stuff.
Okay, well, listen to this. Would you know that if since you work where you work, mm-hmm. do the guys get paid more than the girls?
Everybody has the same opportunity if you're a hustler
make the money. I mean, and that's the kind of job that you have.
Right. And okay. I mean, hourly, I make the most money in the entire store. And I'm not afraid to say that. We talk, you know, this is one of the
first jobs
where when I first started, one of the coworkers actually showed me one of his checks. And you know, in Black America, or when's the last time you went to work to a job? It's always been a secret on how much people make.
They make that such a secret, but people know one another, and we start becoming a family. Mm-hmm. You know, they still try to divide you mm-hmm. and make you think that, you know, like, oh no, y'all not supposed to, that's against the law, and you're not supposed to do that, and you could get fired for that. Like, a lot of, you know, people, especially you work together 10 or more years, people know what's going on.
You know, that's just, I was shocked. My man said, listen, take a look at this check. This is the kind of check you can get on the monthly as a bonus. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, for real. And that's been my goal since I started.
I saw his.
And, okay. You know, he told me you can get it. And then I had another gentleman who worked in the business side of Sprint. You know, there's consumers, then there's the business. He said, Tone, listen, I'll put you in that six-figure category, and you'll be walking in here with me because all I do is play golf. That's what he does. Less work and more money. Not less work, but more intense work, but you don't have to do so much of it.
You don't have to really be with the people doing it.
Customers in their face. Listening to their fucking stories about how their self. It's always, oh, I hate the company. Because, wait a minute, you hate the company because you don't know your iCloud password? You don't know it. How the fuck I'm supposed to know it? But, boy, I hear so many goddamn stories. I'm surprised I haven't had a mental breakdown. But I'm powering through. And if it wasn't for this radio thing where I got a chance to vent to you guys,
this all the stuff that we have going on. Just like, you know, that. Like, we just all around here, TMT, too much technology. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. While the Booga Woogies are trying to keep up. They're trying to keep up. But I checked their Instagrams. You know, I don't want to talk about the Booga Woogies and not know about them. I listen to them. I'll be honest with you. I do listen.
But you can't really hear them.
You can't hear them. You're like, it's kind of staticky.
Yeah.
You know, they're holding microphones to the computer speakers.
And then you can't call. If you go to call, then
it shuts the whole stream down
because they use their phone to put up to the to the microphone.
So, you know, that's just, hey, you gotta invest. You gotta, you know, put the money into the technology. And then you can start having fun on the airwaves. You should have fun. Talking about all the different events that you're doing. I'm already planning. Actually, I want to book my flight to Atlanta. This year, October 3rd to the 7th, will be the A3C Music Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. It's actually starting on my birthday, the official birthday. So I'm going to go down on the 1st and rock out till the 7th so I can make sure I hit every event every venue. I plan on having a soundstage of my own to promote and get some things popping. Alongside Katia, alongside PC Radio, we are going to turn Atlanta the fuck up.
But are you staying in the Bates Motel?
No.
You're not staying there no more than any, huh?
This year I'm going to enjoy my trip. I'm going to enjoy my birthday.
You're not staying in the hood?
I'm already looking at Airbnbs that I might want to stay at. I need, you know, in Atlanta, you know, for what we pay, let's say you pay $1,000 in rent in Philadelphia.
And that's a mini mansion.
You're going to get like a one bedroom with a bathroom in a good building.
Mm-hmm.
In Atlanta, you can put $1,000 into a place to live and end up with acres and looking like you're living like in a Rick Ross mansion. So that's the kind of deal I want to get just for the week. I want to get the DJ Truth Mansion party popping off. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm not coming here.
Oh, the DJ I've learned my lesson.
Atlanta, I mean, I probably would have to come being as though I'm part of you need the to be station.
Have you ever been to the A3C? You haven't done the A3C.
I haven't done the A3C, but I've done, you know, Atlanta a few times. However, a DJ Truth party is just not a normal party. You know, anything goes there, you know, and then you have the... You just have all different kinds of exotic dancers. You have we have the dancers, then we have the strippers,
because it's then
the porn stars, and then the pimps, then
the artists,
the
MCs, DJs, it's just rock a lot harder that DJs.
Goes. It's just a lot that goes on with DJ Truth. You know, a whole lot that goes on with him. Because I hosted one of his parties before.
Yes, he did.
And when I hosted his party, first of all, I didn't even know that the people knew me. That was number one. I'm thinking like, okay, like I'm a host Truth party. I'm gonna go in, and I had really had to have a security guard. That was crazy.
You did.
Had a security guard that like was like moving people to push. Don't touch her. They getting mad. The girls is butt naked. While they butt naked, they worried about me with clothes on. The guy comes over to me and asks me, why am I dressed? I'm looking at him because...
Remember you had the white jeans. You had the white tight jeans on that day?
Yeah, like...
I remember that.
What do you mean? Why do I have clothes on? Because I'm a female and I'm supposed to have clothes. He said, all the girls here...
Have to be naked.
And Truth runs out like, no, no, no. And I'm looking at him like, I'm definitely not getting naked because I'm here to do a... to host this.
The next thing...
Next thing we know, it was a girl putting a phone in her vagina, and then we cutting the music off, and then they letting the phone ring, and whoever rung, they get free tickets to a show.
To the party. Yes, they did.
Oh, it was just a lot going on at a DJ Truth show. And then next week, they was doing it again. Then you had a mother and a daughter duo.
Mother-daughter.
That was at the show.
And the mom, I've stuck so many things in her.
In the mom.
And I would... think that after the boot and the microphone and the cell phone and the oranges and the chicken leg, that we could build a bond together. And I would see her out.
A chicken leg?
Right. Right. Light bulb.
It didn't break?
No. And I would think after all this stuff I put up in her, that we would have been friends. Because you have that bond like a chick. Like if you walk around and I know I nutted all over you, you're my nutty buddy for life.
You're never chilling. It's never a dull moment with him.
You are my nutty buddy, and I will always say hi to you. I don't care who the fuck you with. Your husband.
See, Lucci said WTF, and Lucci, it's true. And only why I'm saying that is true is because I was there to witness it with my own two eyes.
She stopped talking to me.
And then the one girl that was doing, it was one girl that wanted to do the phone so bad, but her mom was there stripping with her. So I'm talking about her mom had to be in her 50s.
Right. And that's the one I'm talking about.
Exactly. I know that's who you're talking about. The mom had to be like in her 50s. This girl was in her 20s. Mm-hmm. And she like, Truth, I really want to stick the phone in me so bad, but my mom's here. And I'm like, but y'all stripping together. So does it really matter if you stick the phone in you? It was crazy.
Does it matter?
I mean, they were like really like fighting and blowing all kinds of fire.
My girls, I treated my girls with the most respect, okay, that you could ever imagine.
Did you see my face? He going to say he treated them with the most respect. First of all, he was calling them all kinds of bees. That was number one.
And it's only because I love them.
That was number one.
You have to talk to strippers nice.
He can grab them by the neck. Well, I'm gonna say the throat. Mm. Now, I'm not even gonna say the neck, because you know sometimes people grab by neck.
Bitch, it's like time to go to work.
He grabs them by their throat. He pulls their thong. He just does anything that he wants to, and they giggles about it. And I'm looking at these girls like, you got to be crazy.
We played butt naked porn star Twister. That was one of my pinnacles. A couple things I wanted to do I never got a chance to do, including the we were going to get a little rocker horse, the kids rocker horse. Put a shower curtain down on the floor and get the biggest can of cream corn, like an industrial sized can of cream corn, and let the girls rock on the horse and then pour cream corn over each other and like really just get into like a whole.
But who thought of that? Who thought of cream corn?
I don't know, but I saw it in my journey, and it was at the Cherokee on 53rd and Haverford, 53rd and Westminster. If you're familiar with that West Philly area, that building right there, it's a big white building. It looks like a church, but it was a strip club. And that's where I saw the cream corn. No, you know what? It wasn't there. That's where I saw the guy from the radio get tied up and have some girls, way before the Me Too movement, they really did a rape him. I saw a live rape. He didn't want to. He's screaming out for his wife. He's got his wedding band on. And these girls said, we were going to fuck him on stage. And they did that.
Well, they did the same guy like that at the party that I was at with my own two eyes.
They did that.
They did that to him. It was his birthday. They ripped his clothes off. I mean, literally ripped his clothes. So he had to go home like holding his clothes like this.
They tore his drawers apart.
They tore his drawers apart. Yeah. They tore his shirt apart, his T-shirt apart.
And we were like, try to explain that when you get home.
And I'm like, and he was like, it's my birthday. So they ripped his man clothes off, and I'm like, how is he gonna go home with these ripped clothes? His drawers, that's I said, right. They ripped his drawers off, like, and threw them.
Right, I remember that. You know who did that? Strawberry.
And then, let me tell you about the security guard. The security guard was in the back screaming, but the girl was giving him head, and he like this in the back talking about yo, because he wanted everybody to see that she was giving him head,
right,
while the party was going on.
The party was popping. All right, we're going to reminisce on those parties and many more in Atlanta, Georgia, starting October 3rd is the kickoff for A3C. It's going to rock out to the 7th this year. Lil Wayne is performing, not Nas, that was last year. The Wu-Tang Clan are performing as they're part of their 25th or 35th anniversary situation. Alongside the hottest producer last year, Mike Will made it. Every producer you've ever, they have all these panels, the discussions. You know, they have the Art Center down there will host. I'm sure Katia is going to be speaking to the ladies of hip-hop and the business professionals. So this is something that you want to be a part of. If you can, follow A3C Festival, all three coasts, A3CFestivals.com to get all the information and start booking your trip now. I'm going to book early. That way I'm not going to be in that last-minute rush. Last year I missed my flight, and that was the kickoff. I knew when I missed that flight, the first time I missed a flight ever, that it was going to be a bad week. So this year we're not going to do that. Be prepared.
Well, you stayed in the hood. You stayed in Bangkok.
I actually was in three different hotels. And the last one I just put up with, it was the most vile smelling hotel. They allow pets in this hotel. And I never smelled the smell. Like, they never washed the carpet, steam cleaned them. The bathroom, the water out the shower, it didn't have a head on it. So it just was shooting out of a hole in the fucking wall. And I said, you know what? At this point, I'm just going to stay here. All right? I'm just going to be here. This is what it is. And then I started investigating the B&Bs. So the Airbnbs are so official. For less money, I can get a way better spot. So the mansion parties may pop off. I'm going to start the process on that very soon.
Right, yeah, I don't know. I'll just be the person at the door collecting money or something.
Well, you're going to be on stage.
Because I don't really want to be, like, you can't be a part of the nonsense, because then you just be looking. And I felt so sorry for the girls, right, at the thing. The guy, I said, truth telling the girl, go suck his, you know. And I said, no, call it a penis. And I was like,
well, look at the mouse, like, in the fucking cupcakes.
I know. I said, no, that's that? Rolls. Oh, I said, Rolls. I said, go over there and suck the boy's penis, right? Because Truth just talking to a real reckless.
What the hell?
Truth just talking to a reckless.
I am, and I did, and I will continue to. talk to people the way they need to be talked to. People talk to me any kind of fucking way. Either, and then I got some bitch made stuff happening at the job where they won't talk to me, but they'll send emails.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
I hate people like that. Angry fingers just but typing
away. That's because they blind CC and other people just in case that you right. don't
they
respond
always,
to
always
something.
Have a paper trail.
They always have a paper trail mm-hmm. to it. Yep. So know that even if you don't see a name, that they're blind CCing
right.
someone.
And then it'll be like, hey, I sent him the email 2 weeks ago. He never responded.
Yeah, the one that I sent you right. on a blind CC.
Right. That's just how they do. Yeah, I actually caught him writing the email. The same manager I was talking about before.
Yeah.
Caught him writing it. See my name in the tagline. So here come the bullshit. So I saw it come in, and I just failed to respond to it. I'm not going to open it. I'm not going to do anything until he actually is man enough to come to me as a man and say, hey, this is what's happening. Because until you can do that, I think you're a B-I-T-C-H.
Oh, you don't cuss.
I spell him out.
You spell him out. Okay.
I spell it out.
That's how I happen.
If I say that, then if he happens to be watching the stream, he'll be like, oh, terroristic threats. You know, then they start to become the victim. Okay?
It's always like that. Mm. People that do wrong always become the victim.
Now you want to be the fucking victim.
Exactly.
Okay.
It is what it is. But we want to know your experience on...
Edibles.
Like, what was your best experience on edibles? I don't do edibles. But, you know, a lot of people say they be stuck. Mm. A lot of people say they be grooving. Mm. You know, so what was your favorite experience on the edibles?
Oh, that's right. I got to repost this. Hey, I'm going to take this is I forget which one it is. I'm going to post this picture of me on the edibles from my Instagram. I'm going to end that. But I sat in my car one night, probably with the cookies or my other favorite was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch bars. And I went through one and one. Okay. And before I knew it, I was stuck. I know I was stuck. And it felt great. I was laughing.
And nothing.
Oh, it was hilarious.
What was you laughing at? Because you probably didn't have your phone. You probably didn't have anything. You just probably was looking.
Yeah, I was just stuck. Not stuck like when I popped like 7 Xanaxes and froze up in the mayonnaise jar for 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks, but it was like 4 or 5 hours and my grandma caught me high. Oh, here it is. You see the picture?
Oh, yeah. You was terrible.
Wasted. The frame.
So eating edibles loosens you up.
Yeah. One of my first girlfriends, Andrea McClee from St. Paul Street, somebody gave her some edibles.
Mm-hmm.
And she was not ever the one to smoke marijuana. And I don't know how they convinced her to do these edibles. But she ate it. And I don't know. She sort of convinced herself that she was high because she started being high really fast. But then years later, I realized she was fucking high. Her body was not designed for it, and immediately it affected her.
And yeah, I mean, I guess if you don't do it, or you don't smoke, or you don't, you know, whatever it is, as soon as it, you know, it gets in your system, I'm quite sure that you're super high. She probably was super high.
She was.
So what was you guys' experience on it? Or did you just have any kind of experience? Just say you took an e-pill or have you ever had an e-pill?
You're speaking my language tonight, Tasha. You're about to make me talk about all the drugs from the arsenal. Usually it's just a crack. Okay.
Just a crack?
Usually
okay,
I just
well,
talk about the crack.
Talk about the e-pills. I don't know anything about them, but I've seen people on e-pills. They very thirsty and they hot and they just want to take all their clothes off.
What happened? See, when I lived in West Philly, it was so freaky. And I was selling them. And taking them. Mm-hmm. And I would take them. I started drinking 4 Locos. So it was e-pills and 4 Locos.
I
remember this one night, it turned into the sessions. I don't know. It was probably like 15 random people in the house. We were having a little jam session. Girls just drinking. Guys just the lights. It was an experience. And all I remember was sitting in this old chair we had. We all had a lot of antiques. And this chick was giving me the dome of life. And I got so excited, all right, because e-pills, they make you horny. You know, you really, you know, if you're in the right environment, they sort of exacerbate whatever you're feeling. So if you're sad and you take an e-pill, you're going to be super sad.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah. I hear whatever feeling that you feel that you're on at that moment, that's how you're going to be. So if you're angry, you're going to be super angry. you know, and they say that you just want to be touched, like light like a feather.
Right.
Oh. Like light like a feather.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I just remember it's happening. It was really late, and I got so excited, I probably kicked my leg up, and then the chair leg broke, and she fell on the floor with my penis still in her mouth, on her knees, and we're just, like, on the floor, like, stuck like two dogs, all right? That was probably her texting me just now. So we're on the floor, and we don't care that there's probably, like, 10, 15 other people in the house watching.
Oh, Kev, let me be serious. Kev said, girl, stop acting like you never took pills, weed, brownies, etc. I didn't. I have no reason to lie. I would tell you if that's what I did, but I really didn't. I didn't take that kind of stuff. Yeah. I don't eat cookies and everything around somebody. Like, it really, like, even Edamame cookies, like, you know, somebody might have a box. I don't touch people cookies. I don't touch their, what are they, the Rice Krispie treats. I don't eat people's candy. I don't do all of that.
To come straight
you
out
really
the...
think that somebody's lying, but maybe you might be a pill popper, you know, a weed head. Mm. You may be these people, but I don't do it.
But it went from e-pills. That was fun because I had my little squad. We were called the swag team. All right. And when the swag team got together, we got fucked up. All right. Then it progressed. You know, people started asking me for Molly. So I had to find somebody who had Molly. So I did.
What do they do?
Molly.
Did you ever take them?
Oh, yeah. So Molly's a whole nother monster. Molly had me bang my ex. I think I called out of work. And we got it popping all is a Saturday, Friday night into a Saturday, all afternoon.
So early she took
evening.
One too?
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all both was
yeah,
on
we
okay.
were both. Because it wouldn't have been fair if I would have just been mollied up, beating that thing to death. And that was it. Man, Molly is the shit.
Okay.
But I realized I was really getting caught up. And, you know, to be functioning, because, you know, I've always been a functioning person, I got 10 jobs. So I can't slip on none of my pimping. So I had to stop all that. All right, stop the four locos and just go back to the core, which was weed. And
Ray Lucci said that, you know, four locos is good enough for him. Like, that's just good enough. Like, he can't even mix that with nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh,
that's like liquid crack, ain't it?
My cousin Reggie said he has never been high. And I, you know what?
I believe it, because
I never smoke with him. I never did smoke with my cousin.
Never.
I got a couple cousins that we get wasted out the frame, but my cousin Reg, he never been one. He's actually in the military. He's living in fucking Hawaii.
Look, leave that shit alone. Reg said, leave that shit alone. I'm with Reg. Hit the damn bell.
I did.
Leave it alone.
Because I left everything alone. This is a natural
high.
Well,
he's definitely going to keep it real because, you know, Truth is going to keep it real because these are the things that he did.
Mm-hmm.
We may talk about crack and he may have done that.
Yeah, plenty
you
of crack
understand?
Stories. Next week, we'll get into
that. So, I mean, it is what it is.
And
I
I'm glad to be a testimony of
what you've been through.
What I've been through and that I can speak about it now. That's why I love being asked to show up at events and talk about real life. My mic skills are pretty awesome. I do this. I host events, host not just music. You need somebody as a keynote speaker. You want to interview for a magazine. I will get your shit popping. I will give you the best goddamn interview you've ever had. All right. 20 years in the Navy. My cousin's celebrating 20 years.
20
in the
years.
Navy. All right. Awesome. Awesome. And yes, I'm doing 20 years on radio.
Yes, so
we are an exclusive club.
Yeah.
Club, y'all
doing it.
All right, look at that. Philadelphia Eagles football team was invited to the White House. Unfortunately, only a small number of players decided to come, and we canceled the event. Staying in the locker room is not going to win us over, and we rescind our invitation to the Philadelphia Eagles to come to the White House.
But then he changed the story. After he said that they uninvited them, and they just said that because a lot of them or something wasn't coming, then they came back and said that the Eagles abandoned their fans. Like, he came back and tweeted that they abandoned their fans, and that's the reason that they didn't want them at the White
People
House.
He won a race car event. I don't know who it is. He's wearing sunglasses because he don't want people to see his eye. He had to get high and drunk to go hang out with Donald Trump and be, you know, part of that championship thing. When Barack Obama was president, we never went through any of this.
No, everybody went there and they were happy.
Happy.
They had parties.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
The parties that the cameras couldn't
Trump,
go to.
We liked you on The Apprentice. I don't know why we're being forced to live through this 4 years of whatever. It's like this is the purge is happening.
It's like the purge. People show their true feelings. Mm. So therefore, this is what, you know, happens.
They got this to a point now. They're saying Trump is ready to pardon himself after all these investigations are over, that there's a threat that he will pardon himself. Even though he'll be impeached, he'll be pardoned and he won't serve a day in jail and he'll continue to run his empire and he'll just be able to say, hey, I was a goddamn president for 3.5 years. Okay, put that on a resume. Because that's all he wants. He just wants it for the resume.
Let's put Obama and Trump.
No comparison.
No, we know that it's no comparison. Mm-hmm. Obama wife, if she would have ever, if they would have probably saw a little titty, it would have been out of there for him. His wife.
Butt naked. On the magazine.
Then you have Obama that they never found cheated. They never found did anything, you know, no adultery or nothing. Him, he done got his girl, his daughter in the bed with him at the age of 9, just doing all the taking pictures. And isn't she so beautiful? Isn't she this?
He said he wants to bang his daughter.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
She's so beautiful and this, that. Isn't she beautiful? And isn't she this? And isn't she that? Do you know that his other daughter goes here to Penn?
Nikki? What's her name? Chelsea?
Yeah.
No, that's Chelsea Clinton.
No, well,
Melania? Are you talking about the Barack Obama's kids?
No.
Trump's kids.
Trump daughter, the one that's not Stacey. Never around, whatever her name is. She's,
she don't fuck with him. Tiffany. Tiffany Trump.
She's here in Philly. Yeah, at Penn.
She don't fuck with them at
no,
all.
Her mother don't. So her mom said, nope, you won't either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she'll show up when she have to. She gets her check whenever they send out them kids checks. But she don't show up to support her dad.
Why
at
would
all.
She? Did you see they took Ivanka or whatever her name is? They took her clothing line or whatever. They just threw that right on out. Like, nope, that can't happen anymore.
Everybody's calling. What up, DJ Drew? Just fucked up the whole live for everybody. Jesus Christ.
Dad, you got too much going on. So you need the two phones and then, well, won't I you need use your watch?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm going to get everything going to the Apple Watch. Don't forget, you want to get an Apple Watch. Come see me tomorrow or Friday inside of that King of Prussia Sprint. We'll do that. All you got to do is pay the sales tax, and I'll divide the watch over 2 years on the payments. It puts you about $16, $17 back. All right, just come see me tomorrow. All right, and I got iPads for $100 when you upgrade into that iPhone 8 Plus or the iPhone X, which is going to be half price for you and your crew. Plus, I buy one, get one free on the iPhone 8s. So I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow inside of King of Prussia. I'll be there after 1. I'm on song number 14.
And you have to do 21.
I got to do 21. 17. 27? Okay.
17, 27? You thought it was 27 more songs? Oh, man.
No, you gave us the time. We got enough time to get them in. I thought we was going to run short, but we got plenty of time. The only show from 8 to 10 that might be on till 11. We'll see you guys in a few minutes. Don't go nowhere. It's the DJ
right
Truth
back.
Show. What up, Tasha?
Hey, you just do what you want to do.